Hello.
Tell us about a really fun experience you've had so far.
I had many actually, but the funniest one was when I was trying to do a presentation in English and actually started to speak German.
One exact thing, I don't know really. The funniest things would be my Erasmus colleagues when if I know bad words in their languages, and then the first thing they knew about me is that I would scream those words a lot in front of them, so they would feel embarrassed, but I don't really get what I'm saying, but yeah, that was funny. It's always funny. Makes everyone laugh.
Last week we had a floor dinner with all the people from the dorm, and everybody cooked something from his own country, and that was really nice because we had some Chinese food, some Croatian food, some German food, some Thai food, and so we had a really good time with everyone, and yeah, we laughed and it was really nice.
After your arrival, was there anything that really surprised you about Germany or Freiburg or just in general?
Yes, actually, the fact that everyone speaks English, that's really nice, and your films and everything on TV is dubbed, so that's weird. And how a lot of people are smiling in the street, that's pretty nice. Yeah, you can give a smile and not feel stupid about it because you get a smile back. That's nice.
Yeah, when I arrived here, everybody was using the bike to go to places, whereas in France, nobody uses the bike. Like, everybody's so lazy, so they don't use bikes. They just take the car or the bus or anything. So here, there are just bikes everywhere. So that really surprised me.
I arrived here in Freiburg in the midsummer, and it was the time when the World Football Cup just ended, and there were so many German flags on the streets, which I found quite interesting because even if we, in my country, I come from Uzbekistan, even if we like football very much, we don't have these flags on the streets, and I found it very, very interesting seeing it here. And it's the most surprising thing so far.
So, being in a different culture, there often are misunderstandings. So, can you tell us about a misunderstanding that you've had? Something.
Maybe, yeah, I have actually. It doesn't have to do anything with Germany again, but some Chinese friends I have really like to, like, when they eat, really like not close their mouth. Which for me is horrible because I really don't like to hear, yeah, those sounds. So that's a cultural thing, I
Okay.
think. Yeah.
You live together with some
Yeah,
Chinese. Oh,
in the
okay.
floor. I
So
mean,
it's
we're good
very
friends, but those things are like, ah, just close your mouth, yeah.
the most funny misunderstanding I ever had is when I just arrived, I had difficulties to understand the dialect spoken here in Freiburg, but somehow I figured it out and now I can do it.
Yes, I never know how to greet people because in France you just do the kissing thing, whereas in Germany you don't do this, so you either shake hands or you hug, and I never know with whom I should hug or with whom I should shake hands, so that's tricky.
What has been the most interesting topic in your classes so far?
This semester I'm doing a course of voguing, which is a kind of dance, like a kind of modeling dance, and that's really fun, and I've never done that before. I didn't even know it existed, so I found that really interesting because it's a kind of kind of dance you have to do on a catwalk, and it's very challenging, especially for me because I can't dance and I'm really bad at walking on a catwalk.
Well, the most interesting topic I found the study case which we recently started working on. It is the conservation of race bogs in the Republic of Ireland, and it is deeply interconnected with the Irish culture and traditional turf cutting. And this case is shows how various parts of ecological systems are interconnected, and it's quite a nice experience to study something like environmental governance.
In general, it's I'm not really interested in the contents of courses. I'm just doing them because I have to, let's say so. But I, yeah, again, I really like Deutsch, the Sprachkurs.
What are you really looking forward to when you're going back home?
Well, I think the most... I think I'm going to be concentrating on implementing things I've learned so far, and I'm quite curious to tell my friends, my family, how it actually was being here, and I had very many positive things to tell about.
Maybe just be a part of the same routine I was in before, which, I mean, I usually don't like the routine, but now I miss it maybe a bit. You know, the routine I had every day with everything that was I considered to be boring then, now I miss it a bit maybe, like the same coffee place, the same, I don't know, people you meet every day on the street. Yeah, maybe I miss that part a bit.
Really looking forward to French food, because I really love French bread and French cheese and everything. Even though food in Germany is really good, you can't find the good French cheese, for example. So kind of miss that.